Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the video. We have a new video up on the site right now. And also, the subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And then also our poll question. We ask a different poll question every week. We want to know what you think. So check it out. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Charles W. Cadlec, K-A-D-L-E-C. Chuck is the author of Dow 100,000, The Fact of Fiction, and a brand new ebook, a little booklet on gold. Say the name of it again, Chuck.
Yeah, The 21st Century Gold Standard for Prosperity, Security, and Liberty.
That one. That's the reason I couldn't remember it, because it's so long. But check it out, folks. And what's that website again where you can find it?
GoldenAge.com. It's not on Amazon.
Okay.
It's just a booklet, but you can get a free download of the PDF.
A Golden Age.
AGOLDENAGE.com.
All right, so check it out. Free download of that, folks. Okay, Chuck, we're talking about the Fed's stated, declared, written, official strategy of allowing, of holding the price level, which for regular folks means inflation, to 2% a year for the next 20 years, if they can. And you're saying that that even though that's better than the last 20 years, which it did by accident, or by a one-year-at-a-time plan, is still not good enough, because you say that if we're on the gold standard, what would happen if we could go on the gold standard?
Well, first thing that we know about a gold standard is it's remarkably good for creating high-paying jobs.
Yeah.
The last time we were on the gold standard after World War II was called Bretton Woods. It wasn't a pure gold standard, but it was a pretty good one. The unemployment rate averaged less than 5%. Less than 5%.
Wasn't that a different time in the world, though? I mean, don't you need to be fair about this, Chuck? I mean, in those days, America was what had conquered, you know, so many places and people and countries. In World War II, we were the leading industrial nation in the world. We were going down the road with our shirt tails straight out and our hair on fire. I mean, now we're having to compete with folks. Isn't that a different time?
No, it's not that different a time at all. And let's take the 1870s, 80s, and 90s. The U.S. was on a gold standard that grew 4% a year. 4% a year for over two decades, one of the greatest prosperities in our history. And we were not the major power of the world then at all. Whenever the U.S. has had periods of high sustained growth and rising standards of living, the dollar has been as good as gold. When we have not been on a gold standard, which prior to 1930s was really only when we were at war, so basically the War of 1812, the Civil War, World War One. Then we didn't have high periods of economic growth. So, and by the way, it's not only true of us. The Bank of England just did a study, and it says that under the Bretton Woods system, the entire world had a higher growth rate than it does now. It had fewer bank crises.
Mm-hmm.
It had rising living standards. It had more stability in international
trade. Isn't it just wishful thinking that we could, that the United States, at least, or more of the globe, could get back onto a gold standard? I mean, haven't those structures, those anti-gold standard structures, aren't they so strong now that would be virtually impossible?
Well, they are strong, and the reason is, of course, let's ask the question this way: who benefits from not being from the paper standard, from the paper dollar?
Who does benefit?
Well, the first people who benefit are the governing elite, not only congressmen and senators, but also all the people who believe in government and support them and are linked to big government in some way. Because with a paper dollar, there's no accountability.
Right.
The Fed can print money at will. So that's a very powerful constituent. The second people who benefit are Wall Street.
Yeah.
Because it creates volatility. So you have to have futures markets and derivatives.
Which that's all Wall Street cares about. They don't want things to go up or down. They want them to go up and down.
That's right. The volatility benefits Wall Street. And it also benefits the financial elite. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be very sophisticated to manage. Who does it disadvantage? It disadvantages the vast majority of American people.
Small business owners.
How can we take care of ourselves, our families, and our communities when we don't know what a dollar will be worth 5 years from
right.
now? How can you save for your children's education when the day they're born, when you know that the best the Fed thinks it can do is that price level will be 50% higher than it is the day your child is born? That's the best they think they can do. How can you save for retirement and think about being independent?
If you can snap your fingers.
You can't rely on the money. You can't rely on the money in your pocket. So the problem with the gold standard is that the people who are advantaged have enormous political power, and the people who are disadvantaged have very dispersed political power. But that's an opportunity for a politician, a leader.
If the next president decided to put the United States on a gold standard, what would happen to the price of gold?
There's a huge debate about this. My personal view is that the price of gold would go down. And the reason is because the purchasing power of gold today is actually high if you look at it in terms of most commodities other than oil. Look at it in terms of housing. If you look at it in terms of consumer price index and other indexes, actually the gold price of gold today reflects a risk premium, an insurance premium, because people are hoarding gold.
You think it would go down to where it should be? How far would it go quickly? Half? Would it go in half or a third?
You know what? Look, I don't know.
Would it collapse?
No.
It would not collapse. Okay, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and clarify some more of this with our good friend Chuck Cadillac after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.